to Governor Lamont's Order 7B, Emergency Order 7B, with telephone conferences, we have to record the meetings, and then we have to post the meeting to the board's website within 7 days. Additionally, in the order, when you speak, you need to identify yourself before you speak, so we have a clear record of the meeting. So with that, go ahead, Mike.
Okay, this is Michael Parisi. I'd like to call the meeting to order. It's 9:01 a.m. on April the 7th. And with that, I think the first order is to review the minutes from January 21st.
Hi, Michael. This is Stacy Stillman. You just have to make a motion and someone to second to open.
Okay, thank you. I make a motion that we open the meeting.
This is Lori. I second.
Okay. All those in agreement, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No one opposed, so the meeting is now called to order. As we go to the minutes from the 21st, have people had a chance to review them and make any changes or suggestions? This is Michael Parisi. Jeff, I think I mentioned there's a typo in my name in the second paragraph under fact finding. Otherwise, I found the minutes to be accurate.
This is Jeff Cardis. I did get your email about that, and I made the correction on this end, so your name is spelled correctly in item number two.
And I have to apologize. I don't recall seeing minutes. I look back through my files, and I don't recall seeing minutes.
They were attached to the agenda, page two of the agenda.
Ah, I didn't look far enough into the. Now I see them. I saw the agenda, Jeff, and I did not continue down. So now I see them. Thank you.
Chris Ware, I reviewed, you know, I looked at the minutes, they look accurate to me.
Okay. And this is Andrea O'Brien, same, I agree.
And this is Lori Devaney, now that I've had a chance to read them, I agree as well.
Okay, so could I have a motion to accept the minutes?
This is Lori, I move that we accept the minutes from the last meeting.
This is Chris, I'll second that.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any objections? No objections. The minutes are accepted. And the next item is new business. Does anybody have any items for new business?
This is Jeff Cardis. DPH had no items to put on the agenda.
I had a couple of things. Do we have any further follow-up on the dry needling after we made our recommendations last time?
This is Stacy Shulman. I will be hopefully completing the decision, the written decision, and providing it to my supervisor this week or next week. From there, it has to go to the AG's office for review. So definitely before your next meeting, but hopefully even before then, we might need to call a telephonic conference for your approval.
Okay, thank you. The second question I had had to do with the email I sent about temporary permit extensions when the test is actually postponed or canceled, so that we don't lose a workforce. And it sounded like when I heard back that all these things were being considered, but I never got a definitive answer of whether anybody acted on that.
This is Jeff Cardis. DPH is working on that. There have been a number of testing agencies that have closed for a period of time, so it's affecting other professions other than physical therapy. So the department is aware of that, and they're in the process of making a determination on how to proceed with licensing, renewals of licensing, new people, continuing education. There's a lot of variables put into this that they're under, that are under consideration, and some of them may require an executive order.
Thank you, Jeff. And again, this is Michael Priest. The last thing I had was I think FSBPT canceled the regulatory training that was scheduled, I think, for June. I was wondering if anything had been done about assigning who would go to the life meeting and the annual meeting.
No.
I had put in a request for that.
Well, do you, who wants to, let me ask you this. This is Jeff Cardis. Who wants to go to the annual Federation meeting?
This is Michael Parisi. I certainly do. I've done it in the past. Okay. And I think we can bring an alternate as well.
Okay. We'll reach out to them and we'll tell them that you... And does anybody else want to be an alternate at this time, provided there is a meeting this year?
Correct.
Right, right. My conference trip to Australia has been canceled in October now, so I could conceivably go. This is Lori Devaney.
Okay, this is Jeff again. I will let DPH as well as the Federation know that... Michael and Lori are interested in attending the meeting, and then I'll provide you with information as to, when it comes up, as to whether it's actually still taking place or, and what the details are.
Thank you, Jeff.
Just one. This is Andrea O'Brien. Just one last question as well. So I think Carrie had said that I should stay on until the declaratory ruling.
That's correct.
Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Does anybody else have, this is Michael again, does anybody else have any new business? Hearing none, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn. Or hear a motion to adjourn, I'm sorry.
This is Lori. I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Any seconds?
This is Chris. I'll second it.
Okay. With that, we stand adjourned at 9:09 a.m. And I thank you all.
Thank you very much. And everybody be safe.
Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
Thank
yes,
you, everybody. Stay
thank
well.
You.
Yeah. Thanks, Lori.
Yeah. Please do. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.